Blog Talk Radio.
And good Thursday morning from the Blog Talk Radio studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. Royals fans, let's talk a second here. Let's just talk, okay? We need to talk this situation out. We need to bring you back from the ledge just a little bit. Another rough outing by the Kansas City Royals yesterday, and trending in Kansas City was the panic button, was the, oh man, just a scary, I don't know. I can't even put into words what is going on early on in this season. The Royals fall once again yesterday, now 2-6 on the year. They fall 8-3 to the Oakland A's last night. If you turned off the game, and my guess you probably did, they did get three late runs, including a Raul Mondesi home run. Once again, Raul just crushing the ball right now. He gets another hit, but really this – and, you know, I want to put this on the – you know, it would be easy. Let's just put it that way. It would be easy to put this on – the pitching staff. It would be easy to do that. Jason Hamill yesterday, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. It'd be easy to put this on the pitching staff. But your leading batting average in the starting nine yesterday, Salvador Perez, 290, as well as Mike Moustakas. Great. Super. Fantastic. But then you have Eric Hosmer with 188, and you have Brandon Moss, who was supposed to be this fantastic big-time hitter, fill in for Kendrys Morales, just fill that hole with no problem. He was supposed to be the next Kendrys Morales. 0-5-0. Not 500. He's not hitting 500. He is hitting 0-5. He has 2 hits this season. 0-5-0. It would be easy to say, oh, our pitching isn't holding up. That's the reason they scored 8 runs. Yes, the pitching yesterday was atrocious. There's no doubt about that. The starting pitching was absolutely terrible. The bullpen, not any better. Travis Wood opens up his ERA now to over 20. Really the only bright spot, and calling it a bright spot may be a little bit over the top, but the two call-ups yesterday that came in and made a splash, they made a big-time move. Scott Alexander, 2 1/3, did not allow a hit. 12 strikes on 18 pitches. And Jake Junis came in and had 1 inning, allowed 1 hit, and was able to get all 3 outs via ground balls. So worked well to contact. Other than that, it was just an absolute falling apart. So, yes, can I say that the Royals need to hit the panic button a little bit? Probably. I think it is not necessary at this point, but I think they should at least have, we at least should know where it's at, at least know where the panic button is. Ned Yost doesn't seem to be, and this is the first time. Normally we see a Ned Yost that, making excuses might be the wrong term, but we see Ned Yost actually have a little bit of faith, a little bit of reasoning as to why this team is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yesterday in the press conference, he just said they're bad. They have been bad. And that's a different Ned Yost than we're used to seeing. More often than not, we saw him say, well, the other pitcher was very good. Now, Ned just came out and said, we were bad today. And they were. They were very, very bad. I turned this thing off. I won't lie to you folks. I turned this thing off in the sixth inning. It was a bludgeon. It was terrible. And they hope to turn that around. As I said, Jason Hamill gets the loss in this game. 4 2/3, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. Did strike out 4, but in his 4 2/3 through 94 pitches, just not the start of the season that I think people had in mind when Jason Hamill came on board with the Kansas City Royals. All right, we'll get back to the Royals in a little bit. Want to switch over to football, however, and some news coming out of Oakland yesterday. Now, this has been interesting. This has been a situation that has been developing over time. And, of course, the move for the Oakland Raiders, the move to now Vegas, still sparking some controversy. And this time it was a former coach of the Raiders speaking up. That is one John Madden. Of course, Madden, really the biggest name in coaching in Los Angeles, Oakland, whatever you want to say, 9 years? And won the franchise's first Super Bowl. So he knows about his Raiders. He knows the Raiders team. He right now is extremely upset about the Raiders moving to Nevada. And not a surprise, but he is not happy. They aren't thinking. He says they aren't completely thinking and jumped into it quickly, actually comparing it to eloping in Las Vegas, which really apropos, deciding that it was much too early for them to make this move. Sour grapes, let's just face it. Sour grapes, Oakland, and nobody wants to have their team taken from them. We get it with Oakland, St. Louis. Nobody wants to have their team taken away. But, man, have a little bit of guts. Have a little bit of backbone and just say, yeah, we took it on the chin. We weren't supporting this team like we needed to be. And this was written, you know, long ago. He wanted to make the move a long time ago. The owners of the Los Angeles of the Raiders wanted to make this move for quite some time, but now it's just really sparking debate and really sparking some pants on fire in Oakland. And normally a guy that's got things like this, but when John Madden speaks out, you know things have gotten a little bit too out of control. All right. Another quick note from baseball. This one, before we get to Royals and Oakland preview, this is funny. This is very, very funny. Yesterday, a part of the roads outside of Atlanta were shut down. Okay, and you're wondering, well, why is this funny? What's the big deal about it? They were shut down because there was a truck carrying foam tomahawks that they normally use at Braves games. They hand out Braves games. Well, it was shut down. The highway just outside of Atlanta was shut down because the truck carrying these foam tomahawks spilled. The load spilled all over the highway, and there were tomahawks everywhere. Only in the Dirty South, only in sports, do you get a story like that. Tomahawks, foam tomahawks, shut down the entire Atlanta metro, really slowed things down and blocked two lanes of traffic on the interstate right outside of Atlanta. Only cool stuff like that happens in baseball. That's part of the reason I love sports, because you only get stupid, crazy stories like that in sports. So if you were driving in Atlanta yesterday, tomahawks everywhere, avoid those tomahawks. And if you're driving in Atlanta today, there may be still a stray one out there. So watch your back, watch your tires. There might be a tomahawk laying right around the ATL, right around the Dirty South. Just never know what's going to happen on those highways out in Atlanta. All right, real quick before we sign off, I want to take a look at what we have going on tonight. And, of course, that is Kansas City trying to get anything going tonight as they take on the Oakland Athletics. Vargy goes to the mound for Kansas City. He had a terrific outing in his last one. Got the win and six strikeouts in that ball game. Allowed only one run over six innings and only walked one. So a big time outing for Vargy. He tries to continue that tonight. He matches up against Jesse Hahn, the righty for the Oakland A's. He got roughed up a little bit in his last outing, only struck out three, actually came in relief in what was a meltdown in the A's last game, had his season debut on Friday, allowed two runs on seven hits, did strike out three, however, against the Ranger. Against the Texas Rangers. So Hahn just trying to get a grip on his early season, as well as Vargas, both of these guys trying to get a little bit of traction against their opponent and really against the season, trying to get a little bit going. This matchup favors Vargy a lot. Only a couple of players have made a dent in Vargy's armor. They have really only two of them have hit over 300. Three of them have hit over 300 against Vargas in a small sample size. Jed Lowry, the veteran against him, Trevor Plouffe, the veteran AB against Vargas. Of course, Plouffe with the Twins last year had 26 at bats, but he is only batting .115 against Vargas. So this looks like a good matchup for Jason Vargas. However, it's the bats. We obviously know it's the bats that are the big concern. And against Hahn, they have not been good. Only three RBIs by the projected starting nine. Lorenzo Cain batting .200, really the only one with any notable dent is Alex Gordon. He has made a really a nice living off of Hahn, a couple of home runs and three RBIs for Alex Gordon, hitting over .750. Three out of four, really not a big sample size, but three out of four. Able to get a hit, one of those being a home run, but a pair of RBIs for Alex Gordon. So a chance tonight for the Royals. That a 7:15 start from the K on Fox Sports Kansas City, and of course 610 Sports Radio. You can check that out. The Royals just trying to get any sort of ground, trying to get back into this thing at all right now. Four games below 500, they have to string together some wins. They have to get I said earlier before the season started that they needed to get two out of every three. Well, right now they are getting one out of everything, three, so they need to turn that around quickly. You get two out of every three in your season, you're going to have a heck of a season. Right now, only one out of every three, as they sit at 2-6, but they have a chance to get a victory tonight. Again, if Jason Vargas does what he did in that first outing, they have a very, very good chance of taking down the A's tonight. But again, 7:15 tonight from Kauffman Stadium, it is the A's and the Royals. Jesse Hahn against Jason Vargas. All right, that is all I have for you today. Have a great Thursday. We'll be back here tomorrow to take a look at what we have going on over the weekend. Looking forward to tomorrow's show. The Royals with an important series coming up over the weekend. We will discuss that and plenty more on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.